When you're in love, the whole world is Jewish. When you're in love, rabbits will turn to mink. You seem to fly, you wink and feel so chipper. The moon is a yarmulke high in the sky, and each day is Yom Kippur.
Oh, fucking metronome is on. Oh, I hate this garage band sometimes. Just a second, gentle audience. Except I'm using the lavalier today, and I'm going to bravely take off the headphones so that I may... So that I don't have to be stationary and stand near this gigantic, loud computer. Just a moment. So here I go. Now I want to compare and contrast how it sounds compared to yesterday's show. I'm on the lavalier microphone, and I'm walking around to the refrigerator because I was too tired to do my show after a long week working with my lesbians at the label. But something terrible happened. I had dinner with my friends from my former job, all women, of course, and I was a bit disturbed because, well, first of all, they were all wearing red, that horrible Christmas acrylic red that you don't want to see, especially if you're Jewish. What is it with... this Christmas that makes everyone tacky all of a sudden? Now, people have accused me of being tacky once in a while, but you see, I like to call it poochy, and sometimes people confuse poochy for tacky, and I think that's bullshit. So anyway, one of my ex-colleagues, I should say, gave me a box of Fannie Mae candies. Now, I don't know how many of you are from Chicago, gentle audience, but here in Chicago, we've historically had a wonderful brand of candy called Fannie Mae, and they make these big, delicious boxes, white boxes of candy that are delicious. Now, a lot of people think Fannie Mae is terrible because they're not really candy people, and they get Fannie Mae mixed up with Russell Stover, and Russell Stover's really just crap. Let's see, it's 12:12, and I've got to, I don't want to take more than 15 minutes. I've been listening to this guy, I forget his name, but he does a broadcast called The Point, a podcast rather, and I really enjoy this show because you know I'm into the video editing, but the guy just has a good crisp sound, and he always tells me something that I didn't know about Final Cut Pro. And I really like that. Plus, he's a former stockbroker. He made a lot of money and retired. I don't remember his name, but it's called the Point. And I wanted to criticize him a little because on the last one I listened to, it sounded like he was reading from a script. And that just didn't work out. Anyway, but anyway, whatever. So the Fannie Mae is delicious candy. But you see, what happened is they filed Chapter 11 maybe a year or two ago. And they closed all their stores. They had those cute little stores with the little old ladies that sell you the candy. And they look cute and they put a bow on your shit. So they closed, and I was so devastated because my morbidly obese friend Quenna and I used to eat mass quantities of these delicious chocolates. Now, they had the mint meltaways, which are like Frango mints, but better, I think. Trinidads, which are these yellow coconutty shells with delicious rich fudge in the middle. Then they had the truffles, which are just dark, dark, delicious chocolate, more chocolate, just all these delicious... Oh, but every Christmas, they have this mint meltaway cake, and it is just unbelievable to eat. It's individually wrapped slices of cake, in a tin, sort of like a fruitcake, but not as stupid. But it's this chocolate cake with the actual mint meltaways chopped up into this delicious cake. Now, just picture Frango Mints cake. Frango Mints chocolate cake, sparing no chocolate. You know, this isn't some Breyers kind of style where you stick a piece of chocolate, an eighth of a teaspoon of chocolate, and you call it mint chip. This isn't that kind of bullshit. We're talking rich, delicious mint meltaway cake. Really fucking good stuff. So, oh Christ, I think I queefed. So delicious. So anyway, so one of the girls from the last job gave me a box of Trinidad's at the dinner tonight. And of course, I just tried to hold on, you know, thinking maybe I can go a weekend on Atkins or something before I go back to the regular, before I switch the food pyramid on the other side again, like I do every other day. And so she gives me the delicious candies, and I managed to restrain myself for 2 hours after I ate the leftover chicken. There were two different kinds of chicken, barbecue and spicy, whatever that fucking shit is. It's crap. But anyway, I ate it. So I open up the box of Trinidad's, and I can't believe it. I've never in my life opened a box of Fannie Mae's and been disappointed. Just by the look of the candies, let alone the taste. But I open the box, it says Fannie Mae. Now, keep in mind, Fannie Mae, while having gone bankrupt, was bought out by another company. And now I've been eating this candy for a while, but I get them from the gift shop where I work, and I don't think anybody buys it but me. So I'm probably still eating over there the same candy from before when Fannie Mae still owned it. And since it's in the freezer, it doesn't really go bad. So this must have been the first batch from the new owners of the company. And I couldn't believe it because I opened the box and some candies were bigger than others. Some were the size of a quarter, some were the size of a nickel. I couldn't believe it. The colors were different. The sizes of the coating on the candies were different from candy to candy. Oh, I was devastated. And then I thought, oh no, what have they done to my delicious candy? And thank God, my friend Quenna didn't have to live to see this horror. So I bravely stuck one in my mouth and ate it. And it was a horrible experience. I mean, I wanted it to be good. I wanted to be able to at least pretend it was good, but I couldn't. Because it was like Russell Stover all of a sudden. I bit into it and the chocolate just, or whatever it is, I can't even call it chocolate, the cream or whatever the fuck it is. It just sort of oozed out. And the chocolate sort of collapsed as I bit into it. And that's not supposed to happen with Fannie Mae. Normally, you bite in and it's solid. It's like the homemade fudge where you bite in and it's got the indentation of your teeth in it. And you think, Christ, is this good? But I bit it and it was just too sweet and it tasted like the usual crap. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare the death of Fannie Mae. The death of a great chocolate. But, you know, it's like your favorite movie star being cloned. Or, I don't know, I can't even compare it. It's just, I mean, you don't eat most of the movie stars. Unless you're me, and then you fuck Sandra Bernhardt, Ellen DeGeneres, Rosie Greer. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie Greer used to needlepoint. That shit bugged the hell out of me. And then when he did Free to Be You and Me, I thought, what the fuck? Just come out of the closet already. Needlepointing is crap. Who needlepoints? It's so goddamn easy. Now, crocheting, that's a real man's sport. Crocheting. Or rug hooking. Rug hooking is the macho, because you just hook it in, and you pull and you push. So tomorrow I have a video shoot with the gals. I believe we're going to shoot some more footage for insanefilms.com. I don't know. I think I'm going to try shooting an episode or two of Lesbian Lunch. This is the Madge Weinstein talk show that I've mentioned before, I believe. I think I'm going to hopefully be able to interview Victoria Lamar, that famous Vietnamese drag princess that you saw on my video at insanefilms.com the other day when we all took the LSD and made lesbians. Oh, no, that was 2 weeks ago. I just put it on because I forgot I was in Boca last week. Speaking of Boca, I want to get, you know, Gussie Iskowitz, my girlfriend, is quite lonely down there in Boca Raton, Florida. And I only get to see her once every month or so. And she's getting very lonely, and she wants a doggy. And I need some recommendations. I think she wants an Italian greyhound. Well, I think she needs an Italian greyhound. She's not really capable of making her own decisions. So I'm going to do that for her. And do you like the way I say that? And she needs to have a dog that's 10 pounds or less, so that because that's all her landlord will allow. And I'm thinking, well, I think the Italian greyhound is good. Now, please tell me, how tolerable are these dogs? I want a dog that's not so cute that you want to just kick it like a Nerf ball, because Gussie is a lesbian, so she's not really that cuddly with animals. But she needs a nice dog you can play with, you can toss a ball with, but cuddly at the same time. And I'm thinking the Italian Greyhound, but then I'm reading around that they can be difficult to potty train. But what I was thinking of is getting her one of these dogs that's maybe 2 years old from that rescue for the, you know, how all the breeds have the rescue. So I was thinking of getting an Italian Greyhound rescued dog. What do you think, gentle audience of one? There's a guy from Spain that I think he's from Spain because his name begins with an X. I'm not going to blow his anonymity. I'd like to know what you think about this dog business. I know people are listening to this crap because, you know, I can somewhat get an idea of what's going on, even though I have different feeds because I keep changing the way I'm doing this. You know, this is the wild, wild west with the podcasting and all these new... First, we have the RSS 2.0 with the enclosures, and now we have RS 2.0, and we've got this new Yahoo media style, which I don't know how to do. So I'm hoping that FeedBurner, who basically takes my audio feeds and process it and makes it into a nice RSS business, I'm hoping that they will soon be able to support the video, the video from Yahoo. Not for this, for the East Radio, because you're fine as it is, but for the videos that I've been putting out for years on insanefilms.com, which is currently being fed into RSS at feeds.feedburner.com/insanefilms. Oh, God, all this technology, it hurts. I got so much to do this weekend. I got to finish editing the Kugel movie. I made a movie 3 years ago called The Great Kugel Off. It's a contest for who can make the best Kugel in Chicago. I've been editing it very slowly for 3 years, even though it's like a half-hour film. It's one of these mental blocks. And what else? Oh, this is terrible. Yeah, I found out, devastatingly, that I lied yesterday. In fact, I am not the first person to take a shit on a podcast. There's a show called The Morning Download or something, The Daily Download, and I guess he's been podcasting on the toilet for quite a while, maybe a month, I don't know. So I apologize for lying. I am not the first person to take a shit on the podcast. There's got to be something that I can do for the first time on a podcast. Maybe I can get eaten out. Though I expect somebody's... I'm sure that somebody's been eaten out on a podcast before. Maybe I'm the first person to clear their throat like that. I mean, a lot of people clear their throat, but I scratch my throat with that thing. What can I do on a podcast for the first time? It's not easy to be original in this world of... micro fame, whatever they call it, that bullshit. My house is a mess. Oh, fuck. How long have I been sulking on this goddamn thing? You know, now that I'm recording on the GarageBand, I don't know what the fuck it does. It gives me these numbers that don't make any fucking sense. It says 438.2.1, and then these fast-moving things. I don't know what the fuck this means. And this is supposed to be iLife, friendly for users and that crap? Give me a fucking break. Now, here's what I want, and I need help on this, gentle audience. I need to know. Now, I'm an old-school radio DJ kind of person. I prefer to DJ from a board. And I have a board that I've used at home. But you see, it's just a plain old stereo sound mixer, but it's quite reliable. But you see, and I was hoping I could just use this board to mix an output to the line in on my Macintosh. And, but you see, the problem is, I can connect it all just fine to the devices I need, but you see, this device, as far as I can tell, and it's a Radio Shack SSM60, it's a good thing, don't laugh because it's Radio Shack. I've used it for plenty of different business. So it's got a phone jack for headphones, which I use, but as far as I can tell, the headphones only monitor the audition or the queuing channel. And I want the headphones to monitor the output so that I don't have to go through the goddamn Macintosh because there's the delay, which other people have talked about. So, somebody help me. How do I fucking deal with this? What can I do? What can I do? Let's see. What does it say here? It says, goddamn, I know this is fascinating for you. Phone 02, out. I guess somehow I have to figure out how I can connect the audio out. Like you give a shit. All right, fine. So, and then I've got three mic jacks. I've got mic one, mic two, and then clean old. God, now I'm really boring myself. I can imagine how it is for you, gentle audience. Okay, I think that's all I'm going to talk about today. I really don't have anything else to say. And you probably stopped listening before you even started. Anyway, alrighty, this is Madge Weinstein saying good night, everybody, and someday I'll have a cute little intro like the rest of you. Bye.
It's a Messiah. For the whole world is Jewish. When